Hey everybody, it's Monday night, and I'm your host Jake, and I'm here with Hot Stuff and Riff instead of the normal Jake and Mr. Skullhead show, because Mr. Skullhead is still off doing various things in various places. But you'll be excited to know that tonight we are coming at you live from the fuzzy pink spires of Fuzzle Faggot Ridge, good old Hot Stuff's house.
Yeah, we'll be broadcasting from here for the next couple weeks, I guess, as we stay in Boston before our world travels begin.
And I hear people going to wander into the room mere 20 seconds after we start.
Exactly.
We're kind of in one of the public areas of the house, so people might barge in and ask us what we're doing, and then we'll say, trying to have some peace and quiet, thanks, asshole. And then they'll say, wow, Hot Stuff, your friends are really dicks. So that was awesome. We just spent the last 45 minutes listening to KMD interview MC Frontalot, and
he likes our game. I feel so loved.
I know, man.
It's amazing.
But you know, I have to say though that all of the content that he mentioned liking specifically was stuff that I wrote. Thanks everybody for discounting my role in all this completely.
You don't do anything.
He doesn't
anymore.
He doesn't know that you're joking. Yeah, I don't do anything at all. Yeah. Okay, well, you guys just go. I'll see you in a couple years. You take over.
I think MC Frontalot's great, but I actually had a sort of a similar moment earlier this weekend when I found out that a guy who writes puzzles that I've been solving a lot and have been a fan of for a while plays KOL as well. Because as we were at the MIT Mystery Hunt this past weekend. So that was actually why we basically canceled our Thursday night show, is so that we could get some sleep before the craziness that was going to ensue on Friday morning.
Yeah, and also we didn't have headsets yet.
Yeah,
Riff and I had to go down to the Micro Center, where because we're in Massachusetts, we paid 150% sales tax on the headsets that we bought. So these are really, really nice headsets. What is the sales tax in Cambridge?
That's like, I don't know, nothing exorbitant. 50. It's like 5 or 10%, somewhere in there.
Yeah, because I think it's like 7% in Phoenix.
So. Yeah, it's not, I mean,
maybe this really is not Taxachusetts.
The prices were higher, though. So it's like all around the
place. And that's true. That's true. I guess all of the six packs of beer at the grocery store were like $8 instead of, they sort of baseline at $8 instead of baselining at $6. What are they doing?
Yeah, it's just like a cost of living increase from other cities, you know.
The Mystery Hunt was a tremendous amount of fun. We were especially excited to find that there was a Kingdom of Loathing based puzzle.
Yeah.
In the middle of
written
that.
Written by
Foggy Broom.
Foggy Broom, exactly.
Who then we got to meet briefly at the Mystery Hunt wrap up last night, and that was neat. I came up to him and said, "Hey, are you Foggy?" And he said, "Yes, and you're Jick. I can tell by your voice." So apparently he listens to the radio too. So
either that, or he secretly sneaks into your room at night and listens to you sleep talk.
That's true. It's true. What would you call that? If a sleepwalker is a somnambulist, a somnvocalist,
perhaps.
I used to be the somnvocalist for NXS, but you could never hear me. Slept through all the concerts. So are we going to hit rollover? I don't even understand.
I wouldn't, okay.
If this is the same time, then yes, we're going to hit rollover. 3/4 of the way through the show.
Okay.
But that's fine, because we have more questions than we're going to be able to get to. Anyway.
That's true.
I guess we could get right into questions. But yeah, so this is one of the first times I've ever felt like I wasn't going to be able to properly follow up something on the radio. I mean, no offense to all of you guys every other day that we come on, but yeah, that was awesome. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Riff says, what we need to do now is we need to get MC Frontalot and the mini-bosses to work together on the Naughty Sorceress theme song.
Yeah.
Then we will have won the internet.
Absolutely.
Then we'll create a MIDI version of it and
and cause it to load
when you start fighting the Naughty Sorceress.
Yes, excellent. I don't know how we're gonna have to,
We could just put it in the combat text. We can put a link to the MP3 for you to open in a new window whenever you're doing the fight.
That'd be nice.
So, anyway. Let's see. we got a number of questions. People walking in, man.
Exactly. Well, you know,
however, a single wag of the finger was enough to send them packing.
I live in a popular place.
Hot stuff is the Lord High Executioner of.
Yeah, we were talking about having making business cards for a bunch of fake sort of autocratic positions within our house, and then the only way to get a new one would be to challenge someone to some arbitrary contest and take it.
Yeah.
Like, right now I'm currently the Lord of all Catan, because I won the most recent game of Settlers of Catan.
Which I'm sure you didn't really win that game.
Well, okay, so I'm sort of by fiat, I guess.
What was the name of the KOL puzzle?
The KOL puzzle was Unsound Words.
Yeah, it was in the third round, the sports.
It was interesting. Just to, for those of you who don't know about how these kind of puzzles work, I'll have Hot Stuff explain how the KOL puzzle worked.
Okay.
Unsound effects.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the sort of overall structure of the mystery hunt, you get a round of puzzles, or you get some puzzles, you solve some, they unlock other puzzles. Puzzles are usually divided into sort of specific groups, and then all the answers to those puzzles sort of are in and of themselves a puzzle and stuff like that. In the third round of puzzles, which was loosely based around sports, there was a puzzle that pretty much the whole thing was just a grid of, like, boof, zap, pow kind of sound things, which all turned out to be the combat sound effects from KOL. And I believe it was just a simple cryptogram using each of those sound effects as a letter. When
one of them would have to have been a space also.
I don't remember how it
worked. I don't think there was anything dividing them up, was there?
There might have been extra punctuation, like exclamation points and stuff like that. I'm not sure. I didn't actually do that part. Somebody else sort of translated the cryptogram. But what they translated into, because it was a large block of text, was a bunch of combat messages. I think actually Random Sin, who joined our team, I think Friday morning or whatever, was working on that puzzle, and she immediately recognized them as combat messages from the game. And so we were able to just... Jick just wrote a utility to sort of dump all of the combat text into one file, and we just sort of searched for what we needed, and then we were able to easily identify which ones were which. And then I forget how the indexing worked.
It was there wasn't any indexing. It was
the first letter
of the names of all of the monsters. So it started out with like an attack text from the irate mariachi, and then it started out, and then you know the next one was some monster that started with an N. So you looked at the first letters of all of them, and it spelled out in KOL, look at Foggy's familiars.
Yeah.
And then you go to look at Foggy's familiars. In his terrarium, the character Foggy, who is the guy who wrote the puzzle and who's been playing KOL for a long time, apparently. And all of his familiars were named, like, Bam, Pow, Oof, Socko. And you then apply the cryptogram to that, and it spells out...
The answer, which was...
Was it the answer? It couldn't have been the answer, because the answer was an eight-letter word.
Well, yeah, it was the answer
The answer was a nine... Oh, the answer is group work.
Yeah.
And then group work was what that puzzle boiled down to. It was a single word.
When we met him after the hunt was over, he said, I'm glad you guys didn't add any familiars in the last two or three days before the hunt, because I would have had to change the puzzle game. Because apparently he's just been collecting them all. I think he got the newest one and had to change what the answer was.
Yeah, there were two more familiars or something. Like, he kept having to change it because the size of his terrarium was changing.
You got to admire his dedication to both the puzzle and the game to get that to work out.
No,
well.
Dude, absolutely. Getting the familiars to show up in the proper order.
Well, right.
Which, I mean, I guess it was not so much getting them to do that as figuring out what order they showed up in and not changing it. anyway, we should go through these questions kind of quickly.
Okay.
Azrain says, we were discussing various chat effects when someone mentioned there should be a hat that will add "I'm blind" to the end of your sentences.
What about
that would probably get kind of spammy.
Turban.
I don't think the towel should have a chat effect.
Okay.
Maladitis says, can we get a generic avatar for people with the pie in the face effect? Nah. Because I don't want you to be able to just basically turn off somebody's custom avatar.
I mean, it wouldn't necessarily, though.
I guess it would replace their class avatar.
Right.
If they had a custom avatar, it wouldn't. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't... Having it so you can change someone else's avatar while they're not logged in, I think, is a little... People would be pissed about that. Maladitis also says, why aren't stars and lines zappable? It just makes sense to have one zap into the other. Well, we wanted to avoid except in special cases, groups of two items that were morphable into each other, because then that removes all the uncertainty from it.
Yeah, only in a very few specialized cases, like two item outfits and...
Yeah, two item outfits, of which there are not all that many, and then one case that we specifically added are there sets of two.
Right.
And then suggests a weapon, Occam's Razor, dropping from a possibility giant, which is kind of funny. That could be a new steel-only item.
That's a good idea.
Let's see. Yodo says, I note that the Calle de Miel is a margarita with ice cubes. Any chance of it being renamed to a frozen margarita? No. No, because that is called the Calle de Miel. I'm gonna do a quick Urban Dictionary. What I think that will yield is that is actually the Spanish phrase meaning to fuck the clit.
Yeah.
Honey Highway, I think, is the...
Oh, I see.
Yep. There is no honey. There's Hershey Highway. Presumably, Honey Highway is the urethra. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Indeed. Good old Scully.
Tommy Tom mentions his favorite juggling-ish act, which is, he links this to, which was, we actually looked at, was a comedian, who's the most dangerous comedian in the world or whatever. He puts steak knives on a bowling ball, lights it on fire, and kicks it in the air and catches it with the side of his face. All the while having a scorpion in his pants, which, you know, was pretty impressive.
I was impressed, yeah.
Not something I would have done.
Pretty impressive, huh? I bet you're
I wonder how
impressed.
You practice that.
Yeah. What do you like practice with like a stuffed scorpion?
Oh boy. Vaginal Blood Fart says, hey Reverb Crew, since you played Bloodhound Gang songs for your break on Monday, I thought it might interest you to know that my player name is the original name of the Bloodhound Gang. They spelled it with a P-H-A-R-T, but it's pronounced the same. Only two other players have gotten the reference, and almost everyone else just believes me as soon as they see it.
What was the name?
Vaginal Blood Fart. There was the store named V-A-Ginal Blood Farts. V-A-Ginal Blood Farts. And then, as I recall, the shopkeeper text was just the shopkeeper apologizing about the name of the store, which was kind of funny. But, yeah. Anyway, I had no idea that that's where that phrase came from. Now I know, and I like it even more. Nigel says, there needs to be an option on an ice-cold Fody to pour one out.
For your homies?
I think it says that you... I think when you in the consume text for it, it says you pour some on the ground first.
Yeah.
Glebe says, if the lead for an item collection is tied, for example, KOLCon 3D glasses, in what order are they showed? It's not according to player ID. I think that I might have made them all ordered randomly.
I mean, it's probably just the order that they... Oh, did you actively randomize them?
That seems like the kind of thing that I would do. I can look it up.
Interesting. I also think it's interesting that you corrected the grammar, I don't intentionally or not, in the sentence.
I did.
You removed the...
No, I usually do that.
You do that?
I mean,
wow.
I just kind of...
I'm impressed that you can do that on the fly. I think I would have a hard time reading ahead enough to know that I needed to move an end-of-sentence preposition to somewhere earlier in the sentence, and also getting it correct while doing it.
But I think I usually read the question before... I read the entire question in general before I start speaking, and so... But yeah,
good call.
Yeah, I get in a bind if I know in my head that I'm not going to be able to properly finish a sentence that I've started, which is why it's very very difficult for me to be stoned, because your sort of capacity for like your working memory seems to be very diminished, and like whatever it is that whatever the mechanism is that I use to construct sentences in my head, I gain the sort of perception that is not working at all, and so I'll be halfway through a perfectly reasonable sentence and just think, wow, I need to just stop talking right now because this sentence makes absolutely no sense. But no, turns out it was fine.
Huh.
And then people make fun of me for stopping talking. And that's why I don't smoke pot. Michael Jackson says, if I pick a monster's pocket and get an item, is that item removed from the monster's drop table? Can I pick a chef's pocket for his knob sausage, then have him drop another? I think that's actually been pretty comprehensively spaded.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you steal an item, the monster will not drop that item. Any counterexamples to that people have found, it's because we actually, and I'm surprised that I thought of this, because this is usually the kind of thing that gets, you know, dealt with in a bug fix later. Monsters that drop two of the same item, only the first one will be ignored if you've stolen it. Although, actually, you know what, it does make you, I guess if something had, less than 100% drop rate if on two of the same item. Mm-hmm. I think it only does the check if you would have gotten the item anyway.
Huh.
So I think that if there's two items with a 50% drop rate, two identical items with a 50% drop rate, and you've stolen one, it'll roll, and if you don't get the first one, it'll roll on the second one, and if you do get it, it won't give it to you because you've already stolen that item.
Huh.
Which...
That's weird.
I wonder... I mean, does that make you less likely overall to get... I mean, you have to have gotten at least one, so, I mean, it's basically... It does. It cuts the drop rate in half.
But the places where that happens are extremely rare if they happen at all.
They're few and far between. There are some.
Are there?
I specifically remember testing it on a case where there were... Like, a lot of the pixel monsters drop more than one of the same item. And spiders drop more than one spider web.
And not at 100%.
Yeah.
That's true.
But yes, Michael Jackson, that's how it works. Istanbul says, little quirk with stealing, and yeah, I'm sort of aware of this, and it's messy. Let's say I go to click pickpocket, but accidentally click use an item without any item selected, and it tells me, that doesn't make any sense, please choose an item from the list. I haven't used up one of my 30 rounds, but when I try to pick the monster's pocket, it tells me that I can't, ostensibly because it's no longer the first round of combat, feature or bug. What that is that I think it is that it's still the first round of combat, but the code no longer knows whether you got initiative or not, because the script has been loaded again. I wrote it such that it stores who won. I changed combat to store who got initiative in the actual fight record, so it should be persistent. But I think maybe there was a bug that made me stop using that in that first part. So I don't know. The trouble is, it needs to be fixed with auto attack, and also there's going to be a lot of people, I'm sure there's a lot of questions saying, hey, please add steel to auto attack, and we should. But I think I'm just going to have Xenophobe do that, because he wrote auto attack. And there are some crucial differences if you have auto attack turned on. I think combat actually lasts an extra round if you have auto attack on.
Really?
It either lasts an extra round or it... No, that actually doesn't make any sense. It doesn't increment the round counter. If you auto attack, it does increment the round counter.
Right, I would.
And if you don't auto attack, it does. So, but for some reason, it doesn't know that. So, the way that I initially coded it, steel only comes up if you don't have auto attack turned on. That's one of the things in the in the logic to determine whether steel comes up.
I mean, are you going to, do you think, ever add steel pickpocket at 2?
People will never stop bitching about it if we don't. So, so yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's a little...
It's going to be kind of hairy, I guess, that code.
Well, not really. I mean, it's the kind of thing that there's a pretty limited number of ways in which it can go wrong, and we can test it all on dev, so... yeah. That will, Istanbul, theoretically get fixed when we add steel to auto attack.
Didn't Istanbul used to be Constantinople?
Didn't
Istanbul used to be Constantinople?
He did.
That's none of your business.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You're not a Turk. Watts Apple person says, implement cheesecake shotgun.
What about the gun that shoots swords?
Or the sun that shoots gourds?
Shoots gourds. I really would like to see that. It was Hans' roommate talking about the encyclopedia entry. Also, he says, when you're in England, try not to vomit when eating their food. Blood pudding? Come on! I want blood sausage. That's going to be one of the first things that
is
I try.
Is blood sausage the same thing as blood pudding?
No.
No. Okay. I don't think so.
Blood pudding is basically just a scab, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
It's like bread with, like... Actually, you know, I'm gonna look
this up. I
think
blood sausage is just a scab. Yeah. It's like a giant tube-shaped scab.
Yeah.
Like if you got a giant tube-shaped...
Just congealed blood with herbs in it, fried.
A tube sock.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Blood pudding is a sausage made with animal blood.
Poop sausage.
So maybe they are the same thing.
Blood sausage is a more recent North American term for the same.
Well, okay. But yeah.
Wow. That's not what I thought it was at all. I thought it was like a bread that was sort of soaked with animal blood for some reason.
Maybe because it sounds like bread pudding.
Also, just for
don't forget that it's also a monster from Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
Right.
Go disambiguation page.
Yeah.
Necrophage says, if the analog/digital discussion is still unresolved, a light switch is absolutely digital because it has discrete states, on and off. A lot of people conflate digital, binary, and even electronic circuits, but those things are all very different concepts. Wait, on the other hand, a dimmer is analog because it can assume values from a continuous spectrum.
Doesn't that mean the United States is digital?
Because it has a number of discrete states. Yeah. We are a 21st century digital country. Gleebs is the first of many to ask if we can have Pickpocket available from the auto attack menu. NovaKnight21 says, if you get a jump on an ultra-rare monster as a Moxie class, is it possible to steal his item? It would be, but it should not ever be possible to get the jump on an ultra-rare monster.
I thought they were also marked as bosses. Is that also...
You know what? Yeah, awesome. I did mark them as bosses. So, okay.
So there's two ways.
Even if
two ways
you did get the jump on them, no.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have 10,000 initiative, so...
Your mom also has 10,000 initiative.
I know. And the reason that I gave them such high initiative, I remember, finally, is that I wanted people to definitely know that they were fighting one. You know, I didn't want them to just be clicking, first turn killing everything, and then like, oh, where the hell did this Talisman of Bayo come from?
Right. Of course, we have auto-attack now, so they could still do that.
Yeah. Yeah. But that predated auto-attack.
Right.
And, you know... No, because auto attack only fires if you win initiative. So, still have to click something.
I see.
To before, if they kill you in the first turn, I guess. But even then, you have to stop doing what you're doing if they kill you in the first turn. Awesome update, says Hogulus, but shouldn't stealing the grouchy restless spirit out of an animated nightstand kill the nightstand? And shouldn't ripping the bar skin off a bar mid-combat or doing the same thing to skeletons and their bones, spiny skeletons and their femurs, brain sweepers and their disembodied brains, and the legs of Triple X Prawn?
No, I mean, you're clearly reaching into the creature's pocket and removing that, so
yeah.
the bar just happens to have a bar skin in its pocket.
You don't actually kill these monsters.
No. It's like how, it's like the bears in World of Warcraft that drop rotting bear carcasses.
Exactly.
Obviously, they were just dragging one around with them. Otherwise, it wouldn't already be rotting when you found it.
Yeah. It's probably some sort of sad story about some mother bear who didn't realize that her cub had died months ago. It's got carrying it around on its back.
No.
That's awful.
We could turn all of World of Warcraft into a tragedy based on the monster drops.
Strong Bad Fanny X says, personally, I prefer my ramen like hot stuffs, but I keep a small amount of water on the bottom to keep it moist. Your mom keeps a small amount of water on the bottom to keep it moist. At least she does when she knows I'm coming over. Strong Bad Fanny X's mom is probably listening because she still thinks that we're just not sending him his shirt because we're a bunch of scam artists.
I hope that's been dealt with.
I really do, too. I mean, I left a note for Sly, and I know she was there while it was happening, but I don't know that... They got back to her with the actual name on the order before she left for England. I mean, she's going back in like a week, right?
Right. She should be back. She should be back in a week.
Yeah. I mean, so. we will definitely take care of this because that shouldn't happen. But since we use USPS, it just does. I mean, sometimes packages just don't show up, and we could use UPS. And all of our packages would be guaranteed to show up, but we would also have to increase the price of everything we sold in the store by $5 because, and also we just wouldn't be able to ship international orders anymore.
That's true.
Could we?
We're better off, and this sucks. I mean, I feel like everyone is better off, even if we lost one out of every 20 packages.
Could we offer the option in the store? Like, have a thing you can click and pay $5 to have
an extra $5 to add UPS.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's possible.
Yeah, it's just that we would not... I mean, we'd have to mark on there that you can't do it for international orders.
And, I mean, it's... if you ordered, say, 10 sets of glassware, it wouldn't be $5.
Yeah, 10 sets of glassware, $5 wouldn't cover it.
Yeah.
So it would be really awkward.
I mean, I guess with 10 sets of glassware, our tiny profit margin would add up to the point where it might...
Maybe
still be covered, but I mean, we don't. We try and kind of skate the line between keeping the prices as low as possible and losing money on every. When we first put up the store,
we lost
everything we sold for the first day. Like a lot of the packages, we were losing money by selling them
because we didn't know how much
we didn't
it
anticipate
cost,
the didn't anticipate the postage costs.
I know that Zlania wants Xenophobe to recode the store page so that international orders don't have to do the, like, three-step process.
She gave me, I know, she gave me a set a long time ago of, like, it was too complicated was the problem. We couldn't figure out...
Really? You can't just make an array with weights, countries, and prices on the intersection?
I don't think so.
Really?
I mean, I don't think we can get that data in real time. We don't know how much stuff weighs. It also, some of it depends on the size of the dimensions of the box for international stuff. And, you know, we can't, we would have to store so much geometry information about the items. I mean, what she gave me was basically this sheet of paper that was like a list of like, okay, let's say you're ordering a set of pint glasses, a set of shot glasses, and a shirt.
Right.
This is how much it is if you're in this region. This is how much it is if you're in this region. And it was like, I don't want this on the store page. That's just going to scare people.
No, I mean, ideally you would have it behind the scenes and maybe just quick international order and have it drop down for the country and based on what they have in their shopping cart.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that the easy way to do that would be to just sort of overcharge for the shipping, and that way we'd be sure that we wouldn't have to get extra money from people.
Yeah.
You know, rather than, I mean, it definitely sucks the way that it is now, because she has to, you know, she has to send a money request. But I feel like that's kind of the price we pay for shipping to anywhere in the world. That's why most places don't do that.
That's true.
Because it's a pain in the ass, and I think that it's just one of those sort of unsolvable problems.
I mean, the alternative is that we could just ship everything in the same size box, and then base it purely on weight. And so if somebody orders a set of tattoos, they're going to get a gigantic box with a tiny set.
Internationally. But, I mean, the thing is, still, it's like somebody's going to order something, you know, from Singapore, and we don't have... I mean, she doesn't know until the first time somebody orders something from Singapore how much it's going to cost to...
Well, then if the country isn't in the drop-down, then they have to do the three-step process.
Yeah. I mean, if there was... maybe at some point when we get back, you and I and her can sit down and look at the actual data... And the logistics and see if we can't figure out something that's going to not be a big hassle.
Yeah.
The other thing is, you know, paying somebody in England to keep some stock and ship it out from there would save the people in England who buy stuff just a fortune.
That's true.
I mean, we'd be able to charge them a quarter what we charge them now in postage, give half of that to whoever was doing it for us, and use the other half to pay the postage. And then we would just have to periodically ship some stock.
I mean, I'm sure we could get half a dozen volunteers.
Yeah. So. I mean, it's just, that's not the kind of thing that, I mean, you know, I'd want it to be somebody that I knew and trusted,
right,
not to just abscond with all of our shit.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
So, not that we don't trust you, dear players and listeners, but...
And sort of related news, I hear that KOL London went swimmingly.
Ah, I heard that too.
If it hadn't been for the timing of the mystery hunt, it's possible that we would have gone as well. But this is something that I had committed to, you know, exactly a year ago. So, and I think it sounds like the KO London thing is always the same weekend as mystery hunt, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, that's going to be problematic, sort of, into the future.
StrongBetFNEX actually, speaking of this, says, I seem to have noticed that other people who ordered in October have not gotten their orders. Check the forum thread regarding the store. Maybe one of those guys that showed up wasn't actually a postman.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Maybe they just drove up. They drove, one time they just drove up in an old mail truck that they'd converted to look like a new mail truck and said, "Hey, we're here to get your giant tub of boxes," and we helped them load it in there, and then they just ran off and sold it on the black market in Mexico.
Or maybe in a different idea, it was actually a postman, but then the next stop was that house from Monty Python with the woman in the sort of scantily clad outfit. She leads him inside, and he goes into the room, and the room is filled with postmen, some of whom are very old.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry.
And then just the savages in our neighborhood looted the truck.
Exactly.
they burned burned all of our merchandise in barrels to stay warm at night.
Instead of wearing it.
Well, you know, glassware isn't very warm. Of course, neither does it burn very well.
I mean, if you can get it hot enough.
That's true. You could melt it into some kind of suit.
Clank, clink, clink.
Or you could melt it into some kind of soup, and then you have to worry about where your next meal came from, or any of the meals after that.
As long as you keep some water at the bottom to make sure it's moist.
Yeah. LSK says, Nintendo Wii is to Kingdom of Loathing as Atari 2600 is to Zork.
Yeah.
What?
Or there must have been some kind of mud at that point in time.
The 2600, really?
Maybe.
Tic-tac-toe, maybe, would be my answer.
Well, when was the 2600?
78.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, what kind of
mods were on ARPANET
at the time? Maybe not even Zork, maybe Advent.
No, Zork was written in 78.
I mean, D&D.
Oh, D&D.
I mean, like, that's around the same time. Yeah. It's pen and paper.
Maybe play-by-email D&D, that kind of thing. I mean, not email, play-by-mail.
No, they had email. I mean,
they had
ARPANET
PBM.
I feel like ARPANET was in swing, at least in government institutions.
Right.
I'm sure MIT, people at MIT had email in 1978.
Somewhere there's an archive of some of the oldest extant emails, and they're not as old as you'd think. I think they're in like the
first one says, like, Watson, come here, I need you.
Yeah. No, I mean, I read that Where Wizards Stay Up Late book, the like sort of history, the history of the internet, and it. I don't think it would surprise me to see, because I mean, yeah, it was in the 60s, but I mean,
we need to find there's a plaque somewhere in Cambridge. Which was the building that either Watson or Beller was in when one end of the telephone call is in Cambridge, and there's a plaque. And I've walked by it a bunch of times, but I don't remember what the address is.
Is it on the Freedom Trail?
I don't think so, no.
Is it on the Happy Trail?
Maybe on your Happy Trail? I don't know.
The Treasure Trail?
Hagula says, Jick, if you... Jick, you were wondering how a hard mode level cap 1 playthrough of Portrait of Ruin is possible. Ancient armor, man. The old axe armors dropped them, so you probably already have one. Do you get to... If you start over, do you start with your inventory?
If you do a new game plus, yeah.
Oh, I did not know that. That's cool. Anyway, no matter how strong or... the ancient armor makes it so no matter how strong or weak the opponent is, every hit takes 10% of your maximum HP.
Hmm.
Which would actually be an advantage if your level was capped at 1. Neat. That makes sense. That's kind of cool, actually. Like, an item that is just shit on a normal playthrough, but is really useful on some, like, uber-restricted playthrough. We got some stuff like that.
That's interesting.
Open Arms asks also to make pickpocketing an auto-attack option.
We should just start keeping a tally.
Hagulus also points out that there is a skull bartender in Portrait of Ruin.
I
knew. I was excited when I went in there. He throws drinks at you. He slides them down the bar and
Molotov cocktail.
Hit you in the balls.
God.
Well, I don't know if they actually hit you in the balls. Shiny Wookie also asks to make steel an auto attack. Animus also says it'd be cool if you could set auto attack to pickpocket. LSK asks for the ability to mate familiars, which is similar.
Is similar to pickpocketing as an auto attack?
Yeah.
Not mate with familiars, right?
Right.
Because that's illegal in 39 states.
Well, I don't think it's illegal to fuck a potato anywhere.
There was the guy who fucked the dead deer, and there was a big debate about whether... Because it's illegal to have sex with an animal in that particular state. It was like Alabama or something, maybe. But it's not illegal to... Like, go to the store, buy a turkey, and have sex with it. So there was this argument about
whether it was cruelty to animals or not.
Yeah.
I mean, is it illegal to, say, beat a dead horse? I mean, I know you're tired of having this same argument over and over again, but...
I doubt it. I doubt it is illegal to beat a dead horse. It's interesting that, like, cattle farming or making veal... doesn't necessarily qualify as cruelty to animals, and having sex with them does, because, you know, they might actually enjoy them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that I would, if I were a cow, I would rather get fucked than be in a veal fattening pen.
Yeah.
Moob says, I would like to suggest an item of the month, one that will allow a player to put a quest item into their display case permanently after ascending. That would break a lot of our drop logic, actually. The way it is now, because there are all these different queries for whether you own it. Has item, gots item, owns item. And I honestly don't remember which one is which. I have to look at it every time. So, but I also can't think of a good way to
Yeah, there was, I was reporting a bug at one point that was due to me having some quest item in my display case. I was like, I'm just retarded.
Tiny Plastic Grimmy actually asks a different question about Pickpocket. Thanks for the new Pickpocket skill. Just wanted to know the reason why it's not listed under skills like Mox's Maneuver. Something on the things to do list? No, actually, I chose not to put it there because the one thing that all of the things in that menu have in common is that they take MP. And stealing, like attacking or using an item.
And also, you're not limited on to using those during the first round of combat. Are you?
Yeah.
It's a fundamentally different kind of action.
So if we, you know, if we end up doing the backstab or the snipe shot or whatever, those will be in the skill drop-down list because they will almost certainly take mana.
Even though they're first round of initiative winning combat only?
Yeah.
Huh, that's interesting.
You know, the Mox's Maneuver used to be a button. I don't know how long Tiny Plastic Grimmy has been around. I mean, you're obviously a multi, but... yeah,
Mox's you don't think that was the first... They just happened to make Tiny Plastic Grimmy as their first character.
Mox's Maneuver used to be a button, but then people were pissed off because they kept accidentally hitting it, which they don't care with Steel. Apparently, I mean, stealing, you're not really losing anything, whereas with Mox's Maneuver, you were losing your level worth of MP. QOV says, "You better believe it is from a 1999 ad campaign for Mrs. Butterworth Syrup, the same brand that had Tootie from Facts of Life proclaiming, 'I love you, Mrs. Butterworth.'"
Huh.
Huh. Yeah.
What does that... Why is that... In
QOV also asks us to tell a little more about the pockets from which one can remove a monster's bones or internal organs.
They're big pockets, man.
It's pockets all the way down.
Yeah, depending on how you look at it, the monster's entire skin can be a pocket.
Exactly.
Just a lot of stuff in it. A lot of stuff that the monster really values and wants to keep safe.
I mean, topologically, the inside and the outside of most creatures is the same, right? So there you go.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
About that.
Topologically, like, my skin extends inside, right?
Yeah, but not past your mouth, I would say. I mean, like...
Depends on what scale you want to go.
Okay, yeah, all right, I guess. I mean, I guess if like, a fluid permeable membrane...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah, see?
Wow. We're like teacups.
Short and stout. No, that's...
Well, no, we're like donuts.
Oh.
Because, yeah. Well, donuts with lots of holes in them, actually, because you got ears and stuff.
We're not Klein bottles?
No.
Okay, that's good.
I'm not. I don't know about you.
Minor Annoyance has apparently made a Kingdom of Loathing personality test saying, "You'll like it. It's full of your copyrighted material." So that's on OKCupid. Ishtanbulu says, "If you steal from a monster, then run away and or get beaten up, do you get to keep the item?" Yes, you do. Let's see. Also, idea. Sorry if you've already done this, I'm not Moxie class, but remember how you were discussing making a super weapon where the naughty sorceress would have part of it each ascension? Maybe the pickpocketing thing would be a good way / time to implement that.
Yeah.
No, because I was about to say something that would have just totally spoil-zored the way the stealing mechanic worked.
Huh.
That wouldn't happen. Tiny Plastic Sword says, "Hey, a naked Jew here. The Gourd Tower still has an extra clear term in the text, and there's still no adventure again, Link, after you defeat a topiary golem." Just saying. We were just looking at the topiary golems today.
Right, because we're going to have to make them harder.
Mm.
They're going to be level 75. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Glebe says, "Guillotine. How do you pronounce it?"
Like
Jasmine.
That.
ACM says, "I think Murphy beds originated for teeny tiny apartments where that space is needed for walking past, sitting at the table, etc. during the day. This is my bed, but it ain't for sleeping. It's for walking past." Istanbul also requests auto attack steel. I gotta get Xeno on that. I'm just gonna start forwarding every message I get about it to him. That'll be the best way to get him to fix it.
Because he loves that sort of thing. I'll just put you on his belete list.
Enemy Lasagna says, "Message to all kids whose school has blocked KOL. When typing the URL, type a 2 or a 6 or one of the other numbers next to the www to go to a different server. It works." I would imagine that would get you around some school filters, but... Fred Levi say, "Hey, Jake and or Mr. Skullhead and or Riff and Xenophobe with increasing chances of appearances by Hot Stuff. Why aren't the files used multiple?" I don't know.
files?
The files of hotness and the file, the P-H-I-A-L. Yeah. You know, because it's important that everybody be lined up in single file. No, I don't know. I do not remember. Oh, look, Zare's talking about how funny Order of the Stick is. Because Zare's wrong. You know, Order of the Stick is funnier than Dinosaur Comics. I will give you that.
Stop with your dissing on Dinosaur Comics.
We were sitting at your computer the other day, and we turned around, and Dinosaur Comics was on it, and we both read it, and I was like, man, that one was really not as funny as it usually is, and I think it's because you're reading it.
Yeah. No, seriously, me looking at it just makes it not funny anymore, apparently.
Weird, the Heisenberg uncertainty principle.
Yeah, no, it's very strange. Let me see. File. Oh,
I hope Ryan North has at least looked at Kingdom of Loathing.
Hmm.
He might not play.
What's the item ID for a file?
I like the one from
Hotness.
Where was it?
Whoa.
It was either today's or yesterday's.
When you read Dinosaur Comics, do you read the rollover text too?
Oh yeah.
No, I'm Jake.
Oh.
No, I didn't know about it until this time.
Because often,
because that's a second punchline,
like a second layer of joke.
It's so, and like a lot of times that's funny. And then if you go to
January 12th, I thought was really funny.
Why did
that
not work?
If you send an email, the subject line is also another joke.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's like layers upon layers of stuff that he puts in there.
Yeah, but yeah, the other day is about when T-Rex and God steal the actual physical kilogram.
Oh, the one from France.
Yeah. I liked that one.
We should replace it with something else, like a bag of sand, like an Indiana Jones.
Like, so what, you could pretend that you're touching a woman's breast. Okay, so it uses the reagent potion function, which can be passed a quantity.
This is fascinating.
It is. You know, so it's got the effect ID in there, and it's, whoa, weird. Okay, so then it's listed among those reagent potions.
Gleebs says that you got the Feely package today. It was worth the wait.
Sweet.
Also, thanks for putting in a 37 reference.
Yeah, sorry, everybody who that took so
long. Did we put
a
37 reference?
I have no idea what that means. I just read it.
Yeah, there's on the Hobo Jones's map, there's the 11-23-37.
Oh, right,
thing.
Right.
Right.
Let's see. Wow, we are about halfway through the show and about 1/5 of the way through the questions. So.
Well, but we also spent half an hour talking about how great Boston is and how much you love it and the weather.
This is true. I don't actually mind the weather. I wish there was more daylight, but that has a lot more to do with me getting up at 4 p.m. than.
Yeah, I mean it. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, because it is, it's about the same level of grayness in the sky when I go to sleep and when I get up, which is a little disconcerting.
It was very puzzling the other day when I went to bed at 6 a.m. and it was dark out, and I woke up and the clock still said 6 and it was still dark out, and I was like, did I sleep 12 hours or 24 hours or what's going on?
As near as I can tell, there is no reason that the elemental file shouldn't be multi-usable, but I'm reluctant to just make them multi-usable to test them now, because that will make them multi-usable for everyone everywhere, and not that I think those things get a whole lot of play.
Well, I mean,
in the game, but
they will become more important.
That is true. Dosh dimpt.
Yeah.
Es verdad. True dat.
The amount of content that we've been peppering in that's going to be important for much later is surprising.
Yeah. NicoChen314 says, why isn't there a size chart on the Store of Loathing for the shirts? I want to make sure I get a shirt large enough to fit me.
Don't we mention American Apparel? Like I said, we don't link directly to them, but if you just look at their, you can go to their website.
Yeah, you can go to American Apparel. We might ought to link to that. I don't know, though, that I think it actually. Huh. Well, if only there was a way to check.
Yeah, if only the internet was connected.
They do not actually. American. The word American does not appear on the store page.
What? Really?
Yeah. I think we could just add a line that says all shirts are manufactured by American Apparel. Please visit their website for a sizing chart.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You can do that.
Yeah, I can. That's part of my...
See, they say I don't do anything, but I do. I tell people do things, and they done running.
Pork chop sandwiches! Oh, fuck!
Bankfall says, any chance of merkins in the game in the future? I don't know what a merkin is.
It's a wig for a woman's crotch. I'm not even making this up.
No, he's serious.
No. Gorblack says, how much time will it take for you to buckle and establish an eat/drink multiple option? Never.
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 Yeah. It's just not going to happen.
Let's see. Vashorian says, are there any Freakazoid references in the game? There's that commented out text in the acoustic guitar description.
Oh, is there?
Hey man, whoa man, hey man, whoa man, give me money. Which I've never actually even seen, but it's still just, it's funny to me from hearing Xenophobe sing it so much. See, he sings, and I enjoy it and laugh. I sing, and he hits me.
I still have not seen a Freakazoid cartoon that I've liked.
Ah, oh, you know? What's wrong with you? That's one of my favorite cartoons.
We've got to find something where everybody thinks it's funny except for you, Riff.
I think I have every single one of them on my iPod.
I know, I saw some of them because of your collection or whatever. But
Riff likes Super Mega, so that's not it.
Yeah.
Is it, what don't you like, Riff?
Pain?
Just, okay, is there anything that you tend to describe as, like, say, overrated?
Being put on the spot.
Yeah.
That's totally overrated.
Rickett says, so how many Twinkly Was did the trader sink, if any?
Negative 100,000.
Yeah. Negative 150,000. God damn it.
Suck a lot of equipment, apparently, though.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah, yeah. So, anyway, the Twinkly Wads will get theirs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Chrysalim says, what exactly are the chances of a wand booming? I was pretty sure you could safely zap twice a day from using it so much my last run, but I just got it this run and it blew up in exactly two uses. How does the chance to blow work? Well, you only get one shot, so you can't miss your chance to blow. Because that opportunity comes once in a lifetime. Yeah.
The chance goes up every time you use it.
Yeah,
that's
so,
about
I mean,
as far as we're going to say.
The first one is always safe, but after that there is an increasing chance that it will blow.
Yep.
Dilbert08 says, why don't Nobgoblin tongs give a boost to pickpocketing? Every real-world thief knows tongs make stealing easier. John Dillinger used them to rob banks. Salad tongs. Someone else asks how you can steal a Mind Flayer's corpse from its own pockets. You can't. He's carrying the corpse of another Mind Flayer.
Yep.
That, by the way, is the single syllable description for the percent sign is corpse.
There we go.
Weird. New Jew says, hey, Jick and crew, check out this short chat log about Jick's beard.
From community.livejournal.com. There's a KOL quotes community. Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
Oh, I see. A naked Jew saying, Jick is married to the biracial hottie he uses to distract homophobes from his obvious gazorness. Not that there's really anything wrong with it.
Hagulus asked if we could get pickpocketing out of it as an auto attack. Was that the same... Has Hagulus mentioned that before?
I don't know. Hagulus says, we need a scary death marble that is to the scary death orb what the Magimek Tech Nano Mechamech is to the Magimek Tech Micro Mechamech. Just use the Emo Rose image for it. Oatgan asks what he is picking, dare he ask, when he picks the pockets of the Hole in the Sky monsters. Pockets made out of stars and lines, man. He asks if anything modifies it. In a completely unrelated note, have you ever noticed that when you're driving with the windows down, when adjacent to a curb, some noise is heard, opposite for lack of curb? Yeah.
Wait, what?
Well, like...
You hear the sound of...
I'm sure that just the sort of hiss that's coming in from the window changes as the acoustic properties of what's going on outside you change, and... I've got to imagine that the curb is close enough that you could probably hear a sort of diminishing and rising pattern as the curb gave way to driveways if you were driving slowly.
Well, but I mean, he says the opposite is opposite for lack of curb. I mean, when driving with windows down, there's always some noise from the windows.
No, I'm assuming that there is some noise opposite of the noise that there is when there is no curb, but I don't know.
Like on the other side of the car?
I don't know. Daniel Aniludoff says, why does the Knob Goblin Elite Guardsman miss message have a reference to a shield, but one never drops? Yeah, we keep meaning to put that in there. Jade Dragonpiece says, Jake, with the new steel mechanic, which is made of pure wind, by the way, it is now possible to have multiple wands, bug or feature. It was a bug. That mimic is marked as a boss monster now, so you can't steal from it. It wasn't actually really an exploit, because no matter which wand you used, it used the same counter.
Well, it was still an exploit to some extent.
I guess you could use it one extra time. Because if when it blew up, it would only blow up the one that you were using, or the one that you had.
Right. You'd get an extra day.
You'd get one extra.
Well, no, I mean, you'd get...
Oh, that you would still have it the next
day.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, so it was pretty powerful. It was a pretty powerful exploit.
Huh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Onzan Okuya says, I was listening to the They Might Be Giant song Homunculus and noticed that the term disco nap appeared in the lyrics. I'm not sure it means anything, but I thought you might be amused. Disco Nap, I think, was a Simpsons reference, anyway.
Huh.
Was it a Disco Stew
line?
Yeah,
Disco Stew needs to take a disco nap or something.
It does.
Oh, Hot Stuff just decided that the couch was thirsty, and so that he would give it a lot of beer. I think it actually might be time for us to take a little break, because I have to pee like the proverbial racehorse. Hey, during break, if you want, you can play the awesome game that Riff made up with Wikipedia. when I played it, I found some horse race. That's what made me think of that. Riff, tell them about your game while I find some music.
Well, you open two tabs to Wikipedia, and you hit random page on each one. And if you get, like, a stub, you roll again. And then on the first tab, you click links in the article with the goal of changing the first tab into the identical page that is on the second tab in the minimum number of clicks. I think this is also invented by somebody else as well, but I didn't steal the idea. I just sort of thought of it independently. But yeah, it's probably known as the Wikipedia game or something.
We haven't heard any negative land on this show in quite a while, so I think we'll... Whoa, what did I just do? I just did some messed up stuff, man. Escape from Noise is what I was looking for. So we're gonna play Four Fingers and the Nesbitt Slime Soda Song, and I think, because we have so many questions, that 6 minutes will be an adequate break. I'm gonna go pee and then get another beer, which will manufacture some more pee. And Hot Stuff's gonna continue trying to clean his couch. Alright, we'll see you in a bit, kids.
I am a man with four fingers, a man with four fingers on my hand. I am a man with four fingers, but that doesn't count my thumb. Fingers, a man with three fingers on my hand. I am a man with three fingers, but that doesn't count my index finger or my thumb. I am a man with two fingers, a man with two fingers on my hand. I am a man with two fingers, but that doesn't count my middle finger, my index finger, or my thumb. I a man with one finger, a man with one finger on my hand. I am a man with one finger, but that doesn't count. My ring finger, my middle finger, my index finger, or my thumb. Fingers, a man with no fingers on my hand. I am a man with no fingers, but that doesn't count. My pinky or my ring finger, my middle finger, my index finger, or my thumb.
Right. My eyeballs are no longer floating.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You sure they're not filled with fluid?
Oh, crap.
Sorry.
Now I'm never going to not have to pee ever again. The Gun Run says, "Hi, guys. Can I please have your permission to call the robot I'm making for the first robotics competition, Gunther, Lord of the Smackdown?"
Sure. First is a cool competition.
What is it?
It's from what I understand, I never competed in or had anything particular to do with it, but one of my actually a couple of my housemates were involved, and it's a high school gets teamed up with a college and a corporate sponsor, and they are given some sort of task that they have to complete. Like the one that I remember was they had to build a robot to kind of effectively play basketball. Like it had to, it was facing off against another robot, and it had to get a ball through a hoop, and the other robot could interfere, and it was trying to get its own ball through its own hoop or something like that. This was like 5 or 6 years ago. But I mean, they're like real, you know, larger than person sized robots, and it just seemed really neat. It just seemed like a really cool opportunity for high school kids to actually get some real engineering.
Were they autonomous or radio controlled?
I believe they were. That's a good question. They were radio controlled.
That's
not even really a robot.
What do you mean it's not a robot?
I thought a robot implied automaton-ity.
No. I mean, are you saying that the...
Is a remote control car a robot?
I guess by certain definitions, sure, yeah.
Well, right. Certain ridiculous definitions that aren't what robots are, I guess.
Why do you say that?
I mean, I don't think the things in Robot Wars are robots.
Huh.
Because, I mean, I've just always, like, in my mind, I've always felt that robot meant, you know, it acted on its own.
Well, what does it mean to act on its own? Like have no human intervention?
Well, obviously, you got to have some human intervention, like, to turn it on.
So, I mean, at some point, there's definitely some human interaction. I don't know exactly what would qualify the...
I mean, I think the Roomba is a robot.
Right.
Well, of course, I guess, like, you know, any vacuum cleaner is a robot. It just responds to... I mean, it responds to stimulus.
Uh-huh.
Right? I don't know. So they are, apparently, on February 5th, releasing... the Final Fantasy I like for the Super Nintendo on the GBA.
Huh. Wikipedia says that it's a device that performs autonomous or pre-programmed tasks. A telerobot may act under the direct control of a human.
Telerobot.
That's what it says.
You know, you can always tell a robot, but you can't tell it much.
That's true.
What was that you just said about Final Fantasy?
They're releasing the SNES Final Fantasy III for the GBA with bonus content on February 5th.
Sweet.
The graphics are the same as the Super NES version, so don't worry about the game losing its beauty. The only thing that takes a hit is the music, but that's impossible not to with the GBA's speakers.
Where do you see that?
The Rum, who says his name's pronounced like Theorem, but not like the Rum, but...
You know, you could have spelled it differently.
Yeah. Vash Orion says, what's keeping the Feelies from going into the store? Right now, it's Zlania not being in town. As soon as she gets back home, which is, what, like a week? I think it's a week or 10 days from now. We're all ready to put it in the store. In fact, I think if you were clever, you could probably order them now.
Yes.
If you were to Haxrow the website. I'm really curious. Kevin, I mean, Hot Stuff... Hot Stuff, whose name is Lars, he hacks-rode the Blizzard website and got himself a pre-order of the World of Warcraft expansion, even though they were sold out. And I'm really curious to see whether it shows up tomorrow.
We'll find out tomorrow whether it works or not. I should have never learned about remote form submission because it's gonna get me in trouble one day.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah. Haxrow Challenge. Order a Feelies pack. And we'll deal with it in a week. It's even clued.
Well, the interesting thing is you could theoretically order whatever the hell you want.
You could make up your own products and order them from our store.
I mean, all it does is send us money and then a request for an item and would, you know.
Ooh, comes out
midnight tonight.
No, Final Fantasy. If I'm reading this right, it's February 5th.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Sweet.
No, the cat is trying to destroy my photography equipment.
Oh, cool. Shutter. Maybe there's a shutter bug on it. And it's chasing the bug. There was this DVD. Oh. There's this DVD here. That's something. It's a show for cats to watch.
Yes.
Yeah. A bunch of bugs running around on the screen.
What?
It's this DVD that's here in your DVD collection.
Oh, it's here.
Yeah.
Wait, you actually watched it?
No. You don't have a TV.
But you have a DVD player in your computer.
Hogula says, and when you guys get to... If and when you guys get to doing alternative or alternate familiar equipment, the Ninja Snowflake should increase initiative. Speaking of which, did you really intend the Frigid Moat's drop rate to be that painful? 400 adventures between my main and my experimentation multi doing nothing but pickpocketing, and neither of them found any.
Hey, it's a familiar. It's rare, man. Value.
Yep.
I mean, this is one of several ideas that we have come up with to create a class of items that are difficult to farm, but that the players can get and then have sort of a middle tier of items. This is by far not the most interesting way that we've come up with either.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know where there's 100% drop rate for them is in the mall.
It's true.
Every time you buy one, you get one. Hogulus has another idea inspired by Portrait of Ruin. Have you considered giving some weapons enchantments that let you use some unique skill with them? We have. I guess eventually there could be some sort of actual code for that. It's pretty easy. We have to sort of hard code each of them now, but we have to hard code skills anyway. For what they actually do in combat. So, yeah. Sarcastic Dharma asks about auto-attacking, pickpocketing. Sable 4 says, does the rushing bum have a goatee? I don't think so.
He'd be a giant.
Yeah,
otherwise.
He'd be a giant. Vashorian asks what we thought of Borat. Oh, that was okay.
That was all right. It wasn't as good as everyone else in the world seems to think. I felt. I think it's severely overhyped. There you go. There's something that I feel is overrated is Borat.
I liked Ali G.
I've never seen Ali G.
Mm. I don't know. I only saw a couple skits kind of things, and they were funny. But maybe that was just a non-representative sample.
Turbo Monkey asks for auto attacking. Sprawl asks for auto attack pickpocket. Istanbul says items that reduce skill cost will not do so by more than 3 points. But I have the solitaire, the Jew hat, and the effect Dreams and Lights, and my MP cost is still only down by 3. Perhaps that should be effects that reduce skill cost, etc. Okay, so it doesn't. It's not just items; it's effects too.
Sure.
Maybe it could be replaced with things. Legend Dan asks, "Can you make it so we can use pickpocket as an auto attack? Can you make it so we can use pickpocket as an auto attack? Could you do it twice?" War Junkie also wants that. So.
I'm still not sure how I feel about that.
About auto attack?
Yeah, let it be an auto attack. I guess it's inevitable, but
yeah.
I mean, it'll get scripted if we don't do it.
Yeah.
So. Probably already has been.
Yeah.
Did you see some of the scripts that people wrote where the button was half the size of the screen?
Yeah.
Yoink.
And said yoink. Yeah.
Lady of the Lake says, it says on the wiki that the new ability for all Disco Bandits and Accordion Thieves to steal items means they won't get it as a drop. Why is this? Adding that skill doesn't give Moxie classes any advantage over other classes.
If you think that, then you're wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong about the way
you don't understand how it functions.
Yeah. Syrinx Louise says, if you made the familiar doppelganger give extra kills in addition to experience, there would be something for clubs in the item of the month. Yeah, but it just doesn't make any sense. And Naked Juice says, read this message or Riff will smash this puppy.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Wow, we have inside jokes with some of our listeners now. Yeah.
Whoa. Cub says, any chance of getting more chat channels? /video games would be awesome. You can actually play video games in chat.
You already are.
Madeline says, why don't the other elements have special messages like Cold's brrr? It's not like they'd be hard to think up. Yeah, well, go ahead then. Think some up. NicoChan314 says, why can't we pickpocket brooms from brain sweepers?
I don't mean to sort of break this up, but if you go back a couple comments and look at Boozer Ben's comment, has that not been found yet?
What are you talking about?
Like, look, 6 or 7 comments back up.
Oh.
That I'm not reading out loud for spoiler-tastic reasons.
I would imagine that it has been, I mean, unless it's fucked up.
Okay, we should check.
Yeah, we should check on the live servers is what we should do.
Yeah.
It's 11 minutes till rollover. It's possible that he just doesn't know about it.
Yeah, that's what I was. That was the other possibility.
Strong Bad Fanny X says, Jake, did you ever see the custom items Grease Monkey script? It's the best thing ever. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Jake's comment, I thought, in the forum thread about that was pretty pointed, which was that, you know, anybody can write content for that, and I think it's important that people realize that doesn't come from
us. It needs
us.
To be very clear that people know that that wasn't us writing it.
And it is.
Because
one
much
tomato.
Of it is not funny.
Well, it's not the question of not funny, but I mean, you know.
No, it's the question of not funny. I'm less concerned about some parents' group suing us than I am about people seeing content and thinking,
stuff that's
wow, this
lame.
Is really stupid.
Yeah.
These guys are jackasses or have jumped the shark or whatever.
I'm equally concerned about both.
Okay. Well, okay. You don't develop content. You do make a living by the company staying afloat, so you're concerned about that, but you don't have the same don't have the same ownership of the content that Rich and I have.
That's true.
So, makes sense. Disco Satan says, "Hey guys, I've noticed recently that you have plenty of spice but no sandworms." That'll
I love us.
Eleutheria says, "Have you thought of allowing Pickpocket to be an auto attack option?" Awesome.
What a brilliant idea.
Let's see. Enemy Lasagna says, "Will you ever do a KOL take on the London Underground? It could be a pipe maze where you can choose where to go at the intersections. You could call it something like the Overground or the Between Ground." I've never been to the London Underground.
You will have soon.
You will.
I will have soon. Pachinko, it says, "Regarding your dislike of pullovers, just one word. Cashmere. What does Led Zeppelin have to do with any of this?" Zabala says, "Are there any plans for implementing shoes in the kingdom?" There are plenty of shoes in the kingdom.
There's at least
they're not
going to
be their own equipment.
So. Yeah, I think that's the implied question.
Stick Guy says, "The wads are meat-smithable, but nobody's found..." Yeah. Nobody has yet found with what they can be smithed. Are the recipes implemented yet, or are those people trying to find it wasting their time?
Intriguing, eh?
Deadly Dusk says, "Hi, guy." Hey, guy. In a previous show, someone was asking if you guys would share your Wii codes with the good people of KOL. Did you ever get around to finding your code? No, and I actually, Pezboy has my Wii for the time that we're in, so I wouldn't do that to him.
And being out here, I don't know offhand what mine is, and couldn't reciprocate anyway, so right. It wouldn't matter.
Strongbadthaniak says, "How does the whole Crypt Boss thing work?" Or Kirpt Boss. You misspelled Kirpt. Do you find it, or is it guarded by its undead minions? It's guarded by its undead minions. And what would you consider the worst thing in the history of everything? Dinosaur Comics.
I'm not a fan of, what's the name of that woman? I keep wanting to say Pamela Anderson, but it's not Pamela Anderson.
Ann Coulter?
Anna Nicole Smith. Although Ann Coulter is a close second in how much I dislike them.
I see.
I mean, Anna Nicole Smith had that incredibly awful television show about herself.
She reminds me of a trailer trash drag queen being Marilyn Monroe, is what she reminds me of.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's my insult for Anna Nicole Smith.
I mean, the thought of
horrible person
sliding down a water slide in an amusement park that's been modified so that the whole length of it is covered with razor blades and then dropping into a pool of lemon juice at the end. That's pretty high on my list of worst things. Yeah.
But that's something that doesn't actually exist in the world
that you know of.
Yeah, have you ever been to Schlitterbahn?
What?
Yeah. Okay. So this guy that I worked with in my last job, he like went to visit his sister who lived in Texas or something, and he just would not stop talking about this water park called Schlitterbahn. And, yeah. Probably still, when he goes to use the QA web app that I wrote, it recognizes that it's him using it and puts the word Schlitterbahn in huge letters at the top of it. Because I don't think he knows enough about PHP to I'm sure he could figure it out. He once told me that I know next to nothing about programming. And
so true.
I know. That was awesome.
Apparently your the database you use has no pants.
Yeah, that was neat. It'd been a long time since anybody berated me for using MySQL instead of Postgres, but got some of that last night at the
But I thought it was done in a,
no,
in
no,
a
no,
very
that's fine.
Friendly way.
Yeah, no, it was. Yeah.
Then the counter argument that the MySQL database can be converted to Postgres, but not the other way around, because once you want something completely made out of pants, if you take the pants off, there's nothing left. That was nice. Hogulus asks if we're going to get another Grimoire item anytime soon.
Yeah.
I also ask if we're going to get another Grimoire item anytime
soon. There's actually one that we thought of that I think we finally figured out a way that we can do it that satisfies us and doesn't make the mods pull out their pitchforks.
What happened to just having a funny item that doesn't have to like do something really complicated?
They all kind of do stuff.
Yeah.
Don't they?
Well,
the fake,
not all
fake
of them.
Vomit?
Fake vomit does nothing. And
just a gift item.
Yeah.
I mean, there's room for just some more of that.
Yeah, but there's also no, I mean, I don't know.
It goes into a pool of a ton of other stuff, and, you know, people will enjoy it in perpetuity.
Enemy Lasagna says, are the pork gems from the Feely Packs meant to smell like meat? I wish we had actually done that. I wish we had gotten a spray bottle of the artificial bacon flavoring and just sprayed it inside.
There's such stuff?
Yes, there is.
Wow, that's got to happen for the next...
I was in favor of it.
Why have I never heard of that before?
Because
we would have done it if we'd known.
You can order it that tastes like anything that they can have artificially flavored, like, I think, yeah.
Apparently that's all made in New Jersey, according to...
Everything awful is made in New Jersey?
No, but, like, all of the, like, artificial flavors that go into foods and stuff like that's all made in, like, this strip of, like, chemical factories in New Jersey. So, according to Fast Food Nation and Eric Schlosser.
Max Vance says, will the disturbing fanfic be implemented with NS13?
Sure.
I think so. That's actually, like, on the list, right?
Yeah. Tipwinterer says, hello, as I with ease steal flowers from level 1 characters with minimal PvP ranking, I noticed that one of them hasn't been logged on for since, like, August. Have you ever considered making the Hippie Stone restore automatically so that it would restore itself after 2 weeks of no attacking or 2 weeks of overall inactivity? Yeah, in fact, I keep meaning to do that.
I think that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, I don't remember how to...
code anything, because you haven't done anything for months.
No, I don't.
Kidding.
Listen, dick. I don't...
You've actually been doing a lot of the updates lately.
I have.
I don't mean to be...
Repairing somebody's Hippie Stone involves setting an individual character in a string to a specific value, and I don't remember how to do that in SQL, and I don't know if any code actually does that. Max Vance says, can you guys give an official statement that the traveling trader is gone forever? No? He travels, man. We don't know where he's going. Like we said, we were just as surprised when he showed up as you were.
Our code has become semi-aware. So at least it keeps telling me when there are semis nearby.
Okay. Hogulus confirms that, in fact, it has been discovered. The thing that Boozer Boy was talking about.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, I don't know. Do enough people know about that we can talk about it without it being a spoiler?
I don't know, because clearly not everybody knows.
Yeah, let's not worry about it. Anyways, basically, yeah, I'm not even going to tell you what he's saying. But I guess you're kind of right, Hogulus. QOV says, have you thought of selling product placement inside Adventures? I never heard of Sbarro before playing this game. but I actually ate at one because of KOL. No gothy teens, though. They make them take off their makeup before they work at Sbarro. I actually have eaten at Sbarro a couple times since I started going to the mall.
Really?
And yeah, because it's right next door to the Euro place. It's not the worst thing in the world. They have good potatoes.
Right, because we determined that was either Anna Nicole Smith or sliding down a slide.
Razor blades.
Yeah.
Gorblack says, you should change the spirit hobo so that his default name is one of the 700 hobo names.
Wow. That's a good idea.
Yeah, it would impact so few people. At this point, you know, that... LOTE says, hey, why doesn't the chef hat drop in the kitchens? I don't know.
In the kitchens in the Spooky Raven Manor?
Hey, Gleeps turns 18 tomorrow. Actually, Gleeps turned 18. Oh, no, these questions are from today. Vashorian says there should be an official asymmetric jick ball game.
Did you ever see the website that was counting down via JavaScript, I think, till Natalie Portman was legal?
No, I saw the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Ew.
Dude, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen are attractive.
Are you kidding?
Maybe I haven't seen them lately.
One's more attractive than the other.
Oh, see, I guess I haven't seen them since they look different from one another, so... Yeah. Maybe, I mean, I guess one of them got the whole eating disorder thing going.
Yeah, that's what I guess that's what I was thinking of.
Dude, eating disorders are hot. I'm just saying.
All right.
I want to hear bones grinding when I'm with a woman. Get all skinny. Creak when you walk. So you're just like a skeleton. Skeleton. Enemy Lasagna says, you say there will be familiars in NS13. How many, what kind, and will they do things that aren't just combinations and or weakened / strengthened versions of already existing familiars? Familiars that can only be obtained in ways similar to the NPZR or misshapen animal skeleton? Any news on the gifts for KOL birthdays?
The anniversary gifts,
yeah.
I mean...
I still am not sure that I believe that those are a good idea.
They're in the item table.
Yeah, I know. They're already there. They're already written.
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong, in my opinion, with sort of giving people a visual sort of sign, a recognition that they've been around for a while, and the ability to put that in some sort of public place, like a display case or something, you know?
Yeah. Gorblack says, about a year ago you said, and I quote, if MC Frontalot ever got a KOL account, we would have no choice but to give him a custom trophy for bestest rapper ever. Well, his account name is, his account name. Get to it. Whoa, something just happened here.
Did we lose internet?
No, apparently not. Okay. Apparently we're Apparently we're still streaming, but I don't...
Our cast is still broad.
Yeah. This is very strange. I guess this is just going up very slowly. My SSH session kind of bounced itself, and my IM client had to reconnect. But apparently we're still on the streams, so...
Really? Okay. Because that has happened in this house, is the internet will go down for a split second, so...
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun couple of weeks of broadcasting.
Vash Orion says, no one owns the domain kindergartencop.edu. Will Asymmetric expand to fill this void? I don't think we can buy an EDU domain.
Yeah, EDU domains are actually really hard to weird. Wow. EDU domains
stupid
are really hard
internet.
To acquire. They're doled out very carefully. Mm.
Dio says, hey guys, I'll have a Guinness waiting for you when you come over to Ireland.
Well, okay. All right, then.
Complete Work says, will you be adding marriage to the kingdom? I've seen a lot of KOL hubbies / wives.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No.
And then you automatically get a tattoo of an A whenever you send a K-mail to somebody who's not your wife.
We put the wedding cake in. That's good. You know.
Somewhere I saw, what was it? I forget what it was. I think there was some forum thread about somebody getting all ticked about getting deleted for blatant and multi-abuse. He said, I'm just going to go play whatever this other game was instead. And I went and I hadn't heard of it before, so I went and looked at their features list, and like the third thing on the list was like elaborate in-game weddings. I'm like, it's like, okay, yeah, not even going to sign up.
Um...
My brain is still very much in the mystery hunt mode. I'm looking at all these player names and trying to decide how you would extract a secret message from all of them as it scrolls down my screen.
Right. Rocco says, "Hey folks, just wanted to say that I received my tiny plastics from the KOL store a few days ago, and I love them. Can't wait for another batch. You can suck away more of my monies." Volvox claims that last night's 24 was freaking sweet.
You know, it jumped the shark so early, I just don't care.
Fonda Blaster, go ahead and send a bug report with that same information that you've sent to Radio Bugbear, and Zlayania will take care of that the next time she logs on. Enter the Wampa says, "So what's London like for those of us who couldn't go to Ye Olde Con? Cool place, lots of people saying guvna." We're not in London yet, we're in Boston. Enter the Wampa says, "Have you seen the Perform Act thing? It looks like it has the potential to fuck Radio KOL over." And then links to some Slashdot article. Tatsuya Masumoto says, "Is this where I can make recommendations or ask questions?" Yes.
But only one, and you just used it. Sorry.
Kulutz says, or Kulutz, "Why not add a zone called the Punitentiary?" Well, we're probably going to eventually do the Pungen.
And what was, and the other one is the Dunarism Spungen,
but that kind of just perpetually fails to materialize.
I'm excited about it though. I'll help work on it. We've got a couple of really good ones though. Measure traps and stuff like that.
Yeah. That wouldn't say that's really good.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Hogula says something about changing the shout filter to... You know, people... There's this conversation about how... What the hell? The shout filter never actually accomplishes anything. All it does is irritate you when you try and type something short that has too many caps in it, and it doesn't actually make the chat any better. Well, yes, it does.
Yeah,
because
can you imagine
it's working,
how bad it would
you don't
be if
see
it wasn't
the crap
there?
That it filters out. So, yeah. That's kind of doesn't make any sense. And Naked Jew says, "Please upload the last show and this one promptly. Thanks." The last show did not exist. We didn't actually do a show on Thursday. And Enter the Wampa says, "Man, you've been talking about the gauze hammock for nearly 3 years, and the thing still isn't here. Why?" We came up with a way to do it, I think, a long time ago that was actually satisfying, but I don't remember.
Did you answer Clucky Banana's question on how long it took us to solve the KOL puzzle?
Oh, no. I mean, we sort of described that whole...
Yeah, I don't remember how long it took us.
I don't remember either. Clucky Banana also asks us to say, "Chess Kid is really, really awesome." The Rum says, I mean, Verum says... after hearing KMD interview MC Frontalot, I have to say, when he's not rapping, he talks like a slightly louder version of Hot Stuff. Have you ever seen them together?
Would that freak you out if I turned out to be MC Frontalot?
Yes. It's because I've seen him, and, I mean, mostly it would freak me out that you had discovered some incredible quantum hairpiece technology that allowed you to just dramatically change your appearance. I Am Soup Kumba says, "Hey JNS, what are your top 5 favorite albums of all time?"
Front by Front by Front 242, Confessions of a Knife by Thrill Kill Cult, I don't know, Snivelization by Orbital. Probably some other stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
All on the industrial tip.
Yeah, industrial and EBM and techno.
EBM. Electronic bowel movement.
Bowel movement, yeah. Apparently that I only just learned that recently, that is the term for the style of industrial that is my preferred.
I see. What does it stand for?
Electronic body movement.
I'd say, let's see, Automatic for the People, downward spiral.
This is hard.
Yeah.
Apollo 18.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Apollo 18 is my favorite They Might Be Giants album.
See, I prefer Lincoln.
Well, I think a lot of the... it's like that Empire Strikes Back thing. Like, a lot of the hardcore, you know, people are going to be like, yeah, Lincoln, best album ever. Lincoln is good, to be sure. You know?
I really appreciate a lot of the stuff on Apollo 18, but...
No. Scully doesn't like it. Scully would say that Apollo 18 is his least favorite They Might Be Giants album, but I don't...
It's interesting that we can all like the band so much and have so kind of such differing opinions about it. I mean, that sort of speaks to the range.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm having a hard time thinking about which of the Radiohead albums that I like so much would be my favorite.
The Aeroplane Over the Sea.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely in top five.
That's good.
Neutral Milk Hotel, kids. Look it up. Neutral Milk Hotel, The Aeroplane Over the Sea. Buy five copies for your mother. And then she'll be like, this is creepy. Minigate says, hey, will you guys come down to Cape Cod? This is where I, or that's where I live. No, but we will come down to Joshua Tree, or Cape Canaveral, or Shoe Tree, or, what was the other cape?
I didn't actually do that part.
Yeah. Okay, so there was one puzzle that broke down to Joshua Shoe.
Something else.
What other kind of tree?
Binary?
It wasn't binary. It was Joshua Shoe something.
Decision.
And then Cod Canaveral Horn. And so it ended up tree plus cape. Or there were trees.
Trees plus
trees
capes.
Plus capes was treescapes. Mm. That puzzle was surprisingly straightforward. We overlooked the solution to that for a long time. Invariel says, who was the person who finally broke that particular wall on the steel skill by suggesting a mechanic that we decided to actually use. So, thank you, Invariel. Is the new steel skill permeable? No, it's not a skill. It's just something that happens if you are a Moxie class.
It's one of the further attempts to differentiate the classes a little bit in ways that you can't just accomplished by ascending and taking that part with you.
Griffin P sends us a video and says to watch it during break. Dan Bob says you have radio DJs in London. I suspect one or more of those folks are trustworthy. Oh, certainly.
I mean, it's not our doubt that there are trustworthy people. It's just that it's hard to know for sure without having known them for a while, you know. D&D via mail. How can you roll dice through the mail? Cersei asks.
Weasel says the description of the waiter skeleton and the thing is his Bloody Mary is to die for. Just ask Mary.
Ho-ho!
Enter the Wumpa says thanks for the Castlevania recommendation. Got it last week and I'm enjoying it immensely. Kayla says could you make auto attack a steal? A number says, why can you not start a username with a number? I always use 314159 as my internet handle and was just wondering why it's not possible in KOL. So much stuff works by player ID that we did not want to allow people to have player IDs that were numbers because it's, if you like do a who is on something that is a number, it's not going to know whether you mean the person with that player ID or the person with that name. Private messages would get routed strangely and stuff because since you can do stuff by player ID, there's no way for the game to differentiate between somebody whose player ID is 8 and somebody whose name is 8. Yeah.
Which makes it problematic for the couple of players who slipped their numerical names in before that rule happened.
Are there really?
31337.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that ambiguity has been cleared up by the passage of time. I don't think there is still a player ID 31337 and a player 31337, is there?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I can find out.
Enter the Wumpa says, my school has blocked all KOL addresses except Loathing 2, which works for some reason, but just gives me broken images. Any idea why? Well, yeah, because it's pulling the images off images.kingdomofloathing.com, which is blocked by your school, so... Bars Tool asks if if I've ever read XKCD, which I have, actually. I read the entirety of their archive while I was sick, and it was awesome.
Mm. So 31337, the player name still definitely exists. And 31337, the player also still exists.
Oh.
Because that's Leet Snaxor, the...
When have they logged on?
When was the last time they logged on? October 23rd, 2006. But I think they're permed. They're wearing Mr. Accessory. Mm. I think both of them are permed.
Huh. Edwin the Fantastic says, according to Wikipedia, Merkin is also a slang term for the male version of a beard. So, you know, a fake boyfriend.
Hmm. Huh. The Urban Dictionary?
No, Wikipedia.
Oh, Wikipedia.
Tara F. says, nice 9 Mile reference. Lol. 9 Mile.
What?
LSK requests John Cage's 433 as the handoff music.
Somebody made a ringtone of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh... Wow. The champ says, me, Joe Box, and Ass Poop are playing Guitar Hero to learn how to play the guitar to make a KOL band. Exclusively KOL songs. I don't think playing Guitar Hero is going to teach you how to play the guitar.
I think it'd be awesome if you went on stage with a Guitar Hero guitar and just played cover music of all the songs they have there.
I Am Soup Combust says, do you guys have a record or anything for that Wikipedia game? I just linked Muriel Mathieu and Yugoslavia national football team in 6 moves.
Yesterday I got some character from an Australian soap opera linked to the Vatican secret archives in 3 moves.
Right, you went through lesbian.
Yeah.
Lesbian, deep Roman Catholic Church, Vatican secret archives.
Yeah.
Hetty says, you guys should add an option to show/hide runs by path for the familiar leaderboards.
At some point, the number of indices by indices are going to get out of control.
The random one says, will we be told before NS13 rolls out, like happened with Ascension? Yeah, there'll be a 30-day countdown.
30 days? Really? That long?
I was thinking about it, yeah. I was planning it. That's what I've been telling people. I kept saying, like,
what we should
weeks,
do is, at least once we've got enough to, once we've got enough to start putting it into testing, and it's looking like we're done with the coding bit, then we can start the 30-day countdown. And if it seems like it's going to take longer to test than that, we just will not update the countdown some days.
Right. And some days if it turns out it's in great shape, we'll just randomly, yeah, if the countdown ends at 9 instead of 0.
I mean, we're almost to the point where we can test the level 11 quest, right?
That's not entirely true. I mean, the most complicated parts of it are done.
A part of it.
We still have some decisions to make on the level 12 stuff. Which,
yeah, no, I'm not saying level 12. Yeah. I mean, level 11 though is.
I'm not saying she's a gold digger. Gleeb says this has been 10 dozen minutes of people asking for auto attack pickpocket. Yeah,
pretty much.
Exile 142,000 says, since you guys are on the radio, I thought maybe you guys could talk about whether the new DJ sounds more like William Shatner or Christopher Walken. I don't know who the new DJ is.
Yeah, I haven't heard him.
Bob 128 says, I know no one's ever mentioned this, but the pickpocket skill might be a good idea as an auto attack. Oh, neat.
Zephyr asks if you've ever eaten Scrapple.
No, but I have eaten an entire Scrabble board.
Did you, was your appetizer alphabet soup?
Ba-dum-bum-tsh. There was a Scrabble puzzle in the mystery hunt.
That's not surprising, really.
Did we actually run out of questions?
I
started skipping a lot at the end.
Yeah, I was wondering why you were doing that when we still had plenty of time.
Dan Bob says, does the Calavera concertina count towards one of the mariachi instruments? I believe that it does not.
It should, though.
It should, yeah. Mike the Poor says, now that Moxie classes can steal items with initiative, will Muscle or Mysticality classes get similar skills? No.
Mysticality classes will have a very interesting entirely different kind of thing that they can do.
Yeah.
And muscle classes are kind of awesome as it is, so.
Muscle classes are getting something neat, though.
Oh, you mean the...
The Tuesday.
The new thing.
The, well, yeah. if we actually do it.
Hit by tomorrow night. Yeah.
Although I feel like I'm probably going to be good for an hour or two of work after the show.
That's true. And you've done kind of the hard part, kind of.
Well, not really. I feel like the hard part is actually filling in the content at this point, you know?
I guess.
I don't know.
We could have 10 dozen minutes of vague muttering about what we're going to be doing tomorrow.
General Lack of Toast says, I can steal a cupcake and have a cupcake drop in the same battle, but I don't get two cupcakes. Is Asymmetric run by gypsies or something? What? That's offensive. I'm a gypsy. You're thinking of Indians. I run scripts, so you can blame them. Yeah, I'm going to have to blame them, because if it says that it's dropped twice, but it turns out it only dropped once, I would say that things are working as they should be, and you're... sort of cosmetic.
Yeah, the number of bug reports we are starting to get that are actually some sort of problem in KOL Mafia or some sort of Grease Monkey script is kind of frustrating.
Yeah, it really is.
It makes it much, much harder to actually deal with bug reports.
I would say, though, that still 99% of the bug reports that we get are just sort of...
misunderstanding what's going on.
Yeah. So, it's not any worse, it's just different.
It must be really hard for other companies, too, because anytime, like, you know, they must, I'm trying to think of, you know, like World of Warcraft or whatever, they must probably get tons and tons and tons of bug reports that are people just being dumb. And they have way more players than we do to bother them about the same stuff over and over again.
Minigate says, could we have a CC option in Kmail, just like an email, thus making it able to send the same Kmail to multiple people? Or actually, multiable people.
No.
No. Yeah, that's... We don't want to make... we don't want to make spamming easier. Bad A Mother 4000 says, since there's only one town in this game, do we really need the seaside at the beginning? If not, can we see seaside at the beginning of more areas? For example, the seaside desert beach, or seaside big mountains? Sure, why not? I Am Soup Combust says, the pick his pocket thing is very funny. I didn't know gnolls carried their teeth and lips in their pockets. No, they carry other gnolls' teeth and lips in their pockets. Edwin the Fantastic says, people in hardcore are claiming you can hork a cupcake from an astral monster and then also have it drop. Not sure what that's about, but it'd be a counterexample. I really don't think that that's the case. Especially if the person claiming that in hardcore was also the person who, just said it says they get it, but they don't. Because those are in there as normal drops. No. Archon Del Noche says that Schlitterbahn sucks. S-U-X. All right. Hogula says, remember to upload the podcast of the radio show tonight. It is not a goddamn podcast.
What are you talking about? Is there no RSS feed for it?
No, there is not.
Fine.
And there is no such thing as a fucking podcast. There is an RSS feed that points to MP3s.
that is a podcast!
It doesn't need a new name!
Why not?
Okay, I've decided that RSS feeds to news stories are called...
Poopcast?
Fuck slits. Hey, everybody. Jump on the fuck slit craze.
Okay.
Fuck slits are important in the blogosphere.
What differentiates it is that these particular RSS feeds are automatically downloaded by iTunes, which is not a newsreader. Right?
Okay, so an RSS feed to MP3s is not necessarily a podcast. It's only a podcast if it happens to be pulled in by some specific third-party aggregator. It gets a new name.
Why not? Why does this bother you so much?
Because this is something that has nothing to do with Apple.
Okay.
And it shouldn't get to be named after them.
Okay.
It's something that existed for years before it had this dumb name. The name doesn't mean anything. The name does not
people
need to
did
exist.
People didn't have RSS feeds pointing to MP3s, though.
Sure they did.
For a long time.
I guarantee that there were hundreds of them.
Really?
Yes.
You guarantee that?
Before iTunes. I guarantee. We could have had one. And we don't have one now.
But I think you also just hadn't heard about podcasts because they'd been around for a lot longer than you had ever heard about them.
What? That isn't true at all.
Okay. Whatevs.
Mm-hmm. Barstool says, what do you think about that custom item Grease Monkey script, all mother-raping coat hangers aside? Yeah.
I find it interesting that, you know, players have moved beyond just sort of allowing, like, making extensions to the game that are impacting sort of gameplay, but now they're actually making extensions which have an impact on content. It's like skinning KOL in a bunch of new ways. If someone comes up with it seems like it's possible that someone could come up with a complete rewrite of the game with new art, new text, and everything like that, with the underlying items actually still, like, the database structure would still be KOLs, but
right.
Everything would be replaced with new content. And I think that would be interesting.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, if it wasn't funny, I'd be kind of disappointed in it.
Yeah. Somebody's pointing, there's like no post-rollover lag because nobody's expecting rollover to be over as fast as it is. So,
yeah.
Everybody's so used to just coming back in 10, 15 minutes or...
We haven't talked about that at all.
Yeah, yeah. We seem to have popped rollover down to 20 minutes. And that makes me happy. It's been consistently between like 19 and a half and 21 minutes for the last 5 or 6 days.
That's because Jick likes things that are between 19 and a half and 21.
That's true. Getting sick of my wife now that she's of age. Those were the days back 6 months ago, or 2 weeks ago. How long has my wife been 21?
Like a week.
All right. Glebe says, you guys are on the East Coast. Any plans to swing down to Providence for the mini meetup? Well, if Providence provides for us. No, I don't think so. I don't want to go to any KOL meetups.
Ever again?
Well, not while we're here. There'll be a mini KOL meetup every place that me and Riff and Hot Stuff go.
Sure.
Three attendees, exclusive,
three
invite
yeah.
only. Could maybe invite Mr. Mag.
Yeah, I mean, several people that I live with play KOL, so it's like...
I guess it's kind of like...
I live in a KOL meetup.
Yeah.
I'm gonna see if iSpec is ready to take the handoff here. Some of Hot Stuff's roommates are offering to act as groupies.
That's true.
Or to act like groupies, not as groupies.
To group like acties.
I believe that iSpec is going to respond in the affirmative. He says, Yaman, I and I are ready. when I was trying to go to sleep and reading random Wikipedia articles, I stumbled upon the Jamaican patois one, which was interesting. So yeah, look that up in your funkin' wagnalls. I'm gonna find a song. How about South Carolina from State Songs? That's a good one. All right. Well, I'm going to leave y'all in the capable hands of iSpec after this little blast of awesome They Might Be Giants solo project action.
Have a good week, everybody.
We'll more than likely kill you on Thursday.
push a button.